stepped-up international airline security is taking its time. Mesa gets permission to continue operating through Chapter 11. And the A380's new jet engine reaches a milestone. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, January 7th, 2009. It's not clear whether the cooperation from international partners President Obama said was forthcoming is actually happening. All U.S.-bound passengers coming from or through the named countries are supposed to get full-body pat-downs and hand inspection of luggage, steps put into place by the Obama administration following the unsuccessful attempt to bomb Northwest Flight 253 on Christmas Day. The Associated Press reports that an official in Lebanon, one of the countries on the list, commented, quote, "Everything is the same. There is no extra security," unquote. AP also reports there was also no apparent change in Syria or Libya, and that several European governments say they plan to study the new rules before implementing new procedures. In contrast, officials in Nigeria are reportedly advising travelers to the U.S. to arrive 7 hours early for their flights and say every one of them will be subject to pat-downs and hand inspection of baggage. But then again, as anybody with email knows, lying to Americans is Nigeria's national sport. Mesa Air Group has received court permission to pay employees and critical vendors, allowing it to continue operating as it undergoes reorganization under Chapter 11 of the U.S. Bankruptcy Code. The case will be under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. During the restructuring, Mesa says it will keep flying, including its codeshare agreements with U.S. Airways, United, and Delta. Jonathan Ornstein, chairman and CEO of Mesa, commented, quote, "We remain committed to our partners and customers by providing continued low-cost regional air service that has permitted Mesa to become a leading regional airline. Our company has ample liquidity to support itself during this process, and we are confident we will emerge from Chapter 11 an even stronger operation," unquote. Hawaii's Go Mokulele Airlines, an inter-island carrier, has made it a point to announce that the regional jet operations provided to it by Mesa are not included in or affected by Mesa's bankruptcy proceedings. The Engine Alliance, a partnership between GE and Pratt & Whitney, says its GP7200 engine reached 100,000 revenue flight hours at the end of December, without a single in-flight shutdown since entering service. Eight Airbus A380s, powered by the GP7200, are in service with six customers, including Emirates, where Executive VP Adele Alredha said of the engine's milestone, quote, "We're delighted to be one of the main GP7200 operators. The in-service experience of the engine has proven to be meeting the performance and reliability expectations set by the manufacturers," unquote. GE manufactures the high-pressure compressor, combustor, and high-pressure turbine, and Pratt & Whitney builds the fan module, low-pressure compressor, and low-pressure turbine. Final engine assembly is conducted at Pratt & Whitney's Engine Center in Middletown, Connecticut. Other program participants include Snecma in France, TechSpace Aero in Belgium, and MTU Aero Engines in Germany. Up next on ANN, Tetra Tech gets a piece of the work creating next-gen ATC. Rockwell Collins completes its acquisition of AR Group. And passengers on an Air Berlin flight escape a close call. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 7th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Senate still hasn't got its act together to pass permanent funding for the FAA, but the agency is moving forward to line up help developing NextGen. Tetra Tech, an engineering consulting firm, says it's been awarded the FAA's NAVTAC contract, short for Navigation Technical Assistance Contract. Tetra Tech will provide engineering and technical support services for the planning, research, development, implementation, sustainment, and decommissioning of FAA's navigation, landing, and lighting systems. The company will also help the FAA transition to an integrated ground and space-based navigation systems architecture and support modernization initiatives, including NextGen. Tetra Tech has an established track record as an FAA contractor. The initial NAVTAC award is $70 million over 2 years. If 5 additional one-year options are all exercised, the value could exceed $200 million. Rockwell Collins reports it's completed the acquisition of the AR Group companies, including Air Routing International, a provider of trip support services for business aircraft flight operations. Under terms of the agreement, Rockwell Collins will acquire all outstanding shares of AR Group and its affiliated companies. The acquisition is expected to be neutral to Rockwell's fiscal 2010 earnings. Rockwell Collins VP Steve Timm commented, quote, "One of our growth strategies is to extend beyond products and systems to bring value-added applications and services for flight operations. Air Routing's expertise in flight planning and trip support is a natural fit with this strategy," unquote. The pilots of an Air Berlin 737-800 aborted their takeoff from Dortmund Airport in western Germany en route to the Canary Islands and veered off the runway Sunday morning. The pilots reported a technical irregularity and runway conditions were described as wintry. The airplane eventually stopped with its nose pointing down a snow-covered slope. It was intact, and passengers were able to deplane using a normal set of stairs. They and their luggage were taken to another nearby airport, where they continued their journey to Las Palmas. The incident occurred about 7:05 a.m. local time, and the airport was closed for over 13 hours while the 737 was moved out of the ditch. The Associated Press reports 120 firemen were dispatched, but fortunately, they were not needed. Still ahead, some very special rocks are headed to the ISS. The Kepler Space Telescope discovers 5 exoplanets. And Oshkosh will be slightly less scenic this summer. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, January 7th. I'm Paul Plack. A moon rock from the Sea of Tranquility, collected during the historic Apollo 11 mission more than 40 years ago, will be heading back to space and a new home aboard the International Space Station, sharing quarters with a piece of Mount Everest. On May 20th, 2009, former NASA astronaut Scott Peresinski carried the rock to the top of Mount Everest, where he collected a rock from the world's highest mountain to accompany the lunar sample on its return to space. During an event yesterday at Space Center Houston, Peresinski presented both rocks to NASA astronaut George Zamka, who will deliver the rocks to the space station during Endeavour's mission next month. They'll be displayed inside the station's Tranquility module, which the STS-130 crew will deliver to the station. You know, I feel pretty safe in proclaiming this the most expensive desk accessory set ever. NASA's Kepler Space Telescope was designed to find Earth-sized planets in the habitable zone of stars similar to our Sun. No word on that front yet, but it has discovered its first 5 new exoplanets, or planets beyond our solar system. The discoveries were announced on Monday by members of the Kepler science team during a news briefing at the American Astronomical Society meeting in Washington. The 5 masses range in size from something similar to Neptune to larger than Jupiter. They're hotter than Earth's molten lava, ruling out life as we know it, and orbit stars much larger than our Sun in periods ranging from 3.3 to 4.9 days. That's a very short year. William Borucki of NASA's Ames Research Center, the mission's science principal investigator, says the discoveries shed light on planetary formation. Quote, "The discoveries also show that our science instrument is working well. Indications are that Kepler will meet all its science goals," unquote. And finally today, speaking of hotties, Aero Accessories, which makes the Tempest brand aviation products, has acquired Unison Industries aviation spark plug product line, the one called Autolite. The company says it will relocate the spark plug product line to its manufacturing facility in Gibsonville, North Carolina. The line will be branded and marketed under the Tempest name. Aero anticipates delivering the first Tempest brand spark plugs in early March, although specifics have yet to be nailed down. Tempest marketing VP John Herman notes, quote, "Tempest will offer the aviation consumer competitive spark plugs manufactured to the same high-quality standards that have made Tempest oil filters, dry air pumps, carburetors, and other related engine components industry leaders," unquote. He left unaddressed the question that's on all our minds. Does this mean we won't see Annie at Oshkosh anymore? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, the concluding segment of Jim Campbell's conversation with Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters, who touches on the outlook for the company's piston line and assesses the performance of our alphabet groups. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.